The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to the 5 o'clock hour at Bob Burney Live. As most of you know, I do a lot of reading. I do a lot of research every day. I probably check out, 30 or 40 individual stories on every topic imaginable. Every once in a while, an editorial or a story really catches my attention. And when I see the words heresy and evangelical in the same story, it really catches my attention. Well, the author of that article is Dr. Frank Wright. Dr. Wright is the CEO at D. James Kennedy Ministries, the past COO of Salem Media Group, which is our parent organization, and he may be best known for his time as president of the National Religious Broadcasters. Dr. Frank Wright, it is indeed a privilege to welcome you to the program today.
Well, Bob, thanks for having me on. Glad your copious research found my little piece on Christian Post and several other places, too, I guess.
I don't know that anybody has ever called my research copious, but I'll take it. Yeah, I was reading through your article. The headline, Frank Wright explains why he's going after heresy he's seeing in evangelical groups. And I thought, I got to read this because, Dr. Wright, I have felt for a long time that much of the evangelical movement is sliding farther and farther to the left. And it deeply concerns me that we are leaving behind biblical orthodoxy. And I'd love to know why you wrote this article and you don't take any prisoners in it. And I'm grateful for that.
Well, the truth be told, I never used the H word, the heretic word, in the article, but I won't. And that was not my headline on the article itself.
Right.
But let's say it this way. Heresy is more than just things that you say or teach that are wrong. It's also essential things that you leave out. For example, yeah, the Christian Science Church, which I can, in my opinion, is a cult, has nice things to say about Jesus. You will never, however, hear them say that he's the divine Son of the living God, the second person of the Trinity. And so what's left out is heretical. And that's part of what motivated me here, especially as it relates to Pastor Andy Stanley and his advice a couple of years ago to his congregation. In fact, I looked at the videos, his impassioned argument that we need to unhitch our faith from the Old Testament, that the Old Testament has nothing to say about any behavior in the New Testament church. And, of course, I was immediately flabbergasted by either his confusion over what the law is in the Old Testament, whether he's confusing the Levitical code with the moral law of God, but I immediately thought about something as basic as the Ten Commandments. Well, let's see, Pastor Stanley, if the Old Testament has nothing to say about any behavior in the New Testament church, then I guess stealing, adultery, lying, coveting, all those things must be A-OK today. And, you know, starting from there, I began to look around, and like you, I've sort of got a file folder of these things, but a number of that have been percolating more recently that have gotten me concerned about this drift that you're referring to. And it's more than a drift. It's a wholesale flight from truth on the part of people you wouldn't expect it from. Now, if you're talking about the so-called evangelical left, by now, after 25 years of that stuff, we expect it from them. I didn't expect to see it from the places that I wrote about in the article.
Sure. Well, I know a place that's near and dear to your heart is the PCA, the Presbyterian Church of America. I mean, Dr. Wright, these are the conservative Presbyterians, and there's a slide to the left even there, isn't there?
Yeah, this is the denomination that left the liberal Presbyterian Church because
right.
of its slide towards political and theological liberalism. And by the way, my mentor and spiritual father, D. James Kennedy, was one of the ones who helped form the Presbyterian
right.
Church in America. And so, yeah, they're entertaining at their meetings and in their discussions something called the Revoice Movement. So by the way, our friends at the Southern Baptist Convention. And the Revoice Movement is nothing more than the LGBT group saying, you need to find a space for us within the bounds of biblical orthodoxy.
Mm-hmm.
And their tagline, I suppose you might say, is the problem is not whether LGBT behavior is sinful. What's sinful is the opposition to it that people in the church are offering. So the PCA, historically conservative, the Southern Baptist Convention, you probably saw that piece a little while back, Bob, where there's something launched called the Southern Baptist Network. I first thought it was some kind of a new media endeavor. No, it's a network of churches that are leaving the Southern Baptist Convention because they feel it's making a flight from orthodoxy. And in that case, it's things like racial, critical race theory and mm-hmm. intersectionality and all of these terms, which, you know, they're right out of the socialist playbook, number one. But number two, the Southern Baptist Convention initially rejected them and then turned right around and sort of played the John Kerry. You know, I was for it before I was against it or whatever, however that went. And so these days they say that these radical theories coming out of liberal academic institutions can be used as interpretive devices to help us better understand Scripture. So when you see the PCA and the Southern Baptist Convention going the wrong way, it's time to be concerned.
Yeah, and you're certainly not implying that all of the churches have drifted left or even the majority of the individual pastors. But some in the leadership are beginning to lean in that direction, which should cause all of us concern.
Well, Bob, here's my thesis going back, gosh, 60 years or more, when the so-called mainline Presbyterian churches started to drift. You know, back in the day, those churches were all known by their statement of faith and their commitment to Scripture.
Sure.
But then they began to abandon that commitment to Scripture, what we're seeing now. And today, the mainline churches are best known for what? For their lenient view of extramarital sex, for their support for abortion, for their walking away from the moral teaching of God and focusing on things like social justice and all the buzzwords of the day. So my concern is that this does not encompass all churches, of course, but when these arguments start to find sway in the denomination, you've got a sick denomination. What it really means is you don't have enough votes to stop heresy. Okay, I think I know where you're headed. And so you're right, it is not an indictment of individual pastors, individual congregations, because even today, the Methodist Church today is on the cusp of an enormous split over the question of abortion largely and secondarily ordaining, you know, people who are living in sin, let's just put it that way.
And so
there are still some people in Methodist congregations around the country that are still biblically faithful. Otherwise, there wouldn't be a split. So it's a real concern. And then also, I'm concerned about what I see in the part of Christian leaders, not just churches now, but Christian leaders who we used to be able to count on for their biblical fidelity, but not so much anymore.
We're talking with Dr. Frank Wright, who is the Chief Executive Officer of D. James Kennedy Ministries. We need to take a quick break. And then we'll be back. Got a lot more questions for Dr. Wright. Stay tuned. You're listening to Bob Burney Live.
today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
And we welcome back to the program Dr. Frank Wright, who is the Chief Executive Officer of D. James Kennedy Ministries. Dr. Wright, your article, as well as other comments that you've made, have stirred some controversy. And during your long tenure as the president of the National Association of Religious Broadcasters, I know personally that you were known as a peacemaker. Well, some are saying you're no longer a peacemaker. You're causing trouble.
I fell off the wagon, did I?
Well, some are saying that. Why are you taking such a strong stand and taking the hits that accompany that kind of stand?
Well, let's also, Bob, be clear on one aspect of that criticism. I did hear from one person who said, have you talked to Dr. Stanley? I guess it's not Dr. Stanley. Have you talked to Andy Stanley personally?
Yeah.
Right, as though
Matthew 18.
Matthew 18 controversy, and I have some beef with him personally. He has put his statements and his teaching not only said them to his congregation, but in YouTube videos. This is his stance.
Right.
And he's put this out there. He needs to be able to defend it. And listen, it isn't any fun. I say this in the article, no fun calling people out for this. But this is serious business. They're leading people astray. And they may have, I'll give Andy some credit for having perhaps a good motivation. You know, he wants to get more people in church so they
sure.
can hear the gospel. You know, that was sort of the Bill Hybels seeker-friendly thing 30 years ago or more years ago.
Right.
Is let's make the church so much like the world and so comfortable that people will want to come. And, you know, Bill Hybels himself said years later, they really didn't find that they produced disciples that way. They
yeah.
had people come and lots of professions and so forth. But no, nobody ever accused Bill Hybels of heresy for doing that. When people came to that church, they heard, a biblical gospel message. What you're talking about now is something altogether different. You're talking about what I call the Thomas Jefferson approach to the Bible. Jefferson did not love the teaching of the moral teaching of Jesus, did not like or believe in the miracles. So he took a knife and he cut and pasted his own Bible,
mm-hmm.
his own New Testament. You can buy it today. I have a copy of it in the bookstore at the Library of Congress. And you cannot excise the scripture, excise out of it the things that you don't like and still claim to be teaching what the scripture says. You know, Bob, you remember the Apostle Paul, and in the book of Acts, it talks about him returning to Jerusalem, his final journey. He would go back to Rome from there in chains. He stops on the coast and asks the Ephesian elders to come and meet with him. And they come to his ship to speak to him. And he says to them, the Holy Spirit has told me, I'll never see you again in this life. And they cry, and he cried. They loved each other very much. And then the apostle said this, I am innocent of the blood of every one of you, for I have not failed to proclaim the full counsel of God. The full counsel of God. Now, what counsel was he talking about? The New Testament hadn't even been fully written yet. He was talking about the Old Testament scriptures. And so for pastors today that are playing Thomas Jefferson and either cutting and pasting or they've gone silent, they've gone radio silent, like the sad silent shepherds, I call them, who are afraid to teach on controversial subjects, you might say the Apostle Paul could shake his finger at them and say, you, however, are not innocent of the blood of all men because you've not proclaimed the full counsel of God. So I took this on because this is critical in our day for the church and for the future of the evangelical church. If this stuff gets a pass today and can go by without comment and people like me will get called out for being unkind and all that, then heaven help us for where we land next. When a boat, I live here in South Florida, when a boat is tied up to a dock, when it slips those dock lines and starts to drift away, it always ends up on the same place, mm-hmm. on the rocks.
Yeah.
And that's where we're going to end up as the body of Christ if our pastors don't stand up and man up and teach the full counsel of God, even the stuff that the culture declares is controversial. We have an obligation, as Augustine said, we have an obligation as pastors and preachers and teachers to discover the truth for ourselves, to teach the truth to others, and to defend the truth when it's attacked. And instead of defending truth, we have people who are willing to edit it, excise it, tell people to unhitch your faith from an entire portion of the Word of God.
I appreciate what you talked about, and I'm putting words in your mouth, and forgive me for that, but you were talking about the heresy of omission. Not just teaching false doctrine, but refusing to teach solid doctrine. Like, for instance, in my opinion, you may disagree with me, the shack that just took the evangelical community by storm, I thought was absolute heresy because of the omission of anything about a just God, a holy God, a righteous God. It completely, use the word excise, it excised the entire penal aspect of the cross. And yet the evangelical world, so much of the evangelical world, embraced the book, then embraced the movie, and in my opinion, it was pure heresy.
Bob, as a friend of mine likes to say, I am in violent agreement with you. I am in violent agreement with you on this subject. I couldn't agree more. In fact, the additional thing that it did, in addition to the omissions, is the restating the character of God that's fully revealed in the Old Testament.
Yeah.
You know, on Mount Sinai, with Moses standing there, God says, I'll proclaim my name to you. And he says his name, the Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, keeping steadfast love with thousands, forgiving iniquity, transgression, and sin, but who will by no means clear the guilty.
Yeah.
And so, yes, God is a God of love. 1 John 4:8, God is love. It's part of the essence of his character. It's not the only aspect of his character. He's also righteous, just, and holy, and has promised to punish sin. And if you're afraid to tell people that they're sinners in need of a Savior, then you're, as the apostle said, not innocent of the blood of all men.
Well, we've been talking with Dr. Frank Wright, who is the chief executive officer of D. James Kennedy Ministries. Very quickly, and we got about 20 seconds left, how can our listeners learn more about you and the ministry of the Kennedy Center?
Two things. I want everybody to go to Isaiah 53, open your Bible tonight, Isaiah 53, and read the entire chapter, and then ask yourself this question. Is this the faith that we should be unhitched from? It's got the gospel foretold 800 years before Christ. Our website is djkm.org. You can find all of our resources there. Bob, thanks so much for having me on, my friend.
My pleasure, my honor. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good fight. Dr. Frank Wright, God bless you.
Same to you, brother.